Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Now, you may hear my fan in the background, but it's keeping me cool because it's another hot day in the UK. But I've just seen a couple of things, a TV ad and a radio ad, and I'm just wondering if the world has gone completely goddamn mad. Oh, I know it's gone clown world, but I didn't know it went mad as well. Now, I'm going to play an ad right now. This obviously is in the UK. And remember, an ad agency who gets millions and millions of pounds to make ads like this for companies. And let me show you what they made.
No sausage! Sausage! Sausage!
Oh, good sausage!
Sausage.
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 Come here, sausage!
Sausage.
More than pet insurance. Here for you, here for...
sausage.
Because life is more than insurance.
Well, there it is. What a wonderful ad. Obviously, you've got some guy who's some form of an ethnic proper group, if you know what I mean, walking around everywhere, calling or saying sausage. That's basically the whole ad. He's even calling sausage when he's brushing his teeth. Maybe that's all the words he knows. But does this ad make you want to get your pet insurance with this company? Who obviously believes people are absolutely dumb as a plank. Or maybe you guys can tell me what the real secret is about it. Not surprisingly, it's got loads of complaints. And the ad on the radio is even worse. You get this gay guy, who's obviously gay, who phones a number and a lady answers. And he says, sausage. And she says,
excuse me?
Sausage, my dog. And she goes,
oh.
Is it natural for sausage to chase golf balls? And she talks to him like a four-year-old.
Yes, it's natural for your dog sausage to chase golf balls. He's all right, or the dog's all right.
That's about it. So, is the ad on the radio trying to target gay men who have pets? And if so, they've just shown him to be the dumbest plank on the planet. Surely that's insulting to them, isn't it? It would be to me. Or maybe they're just trying to tick all the woke boxes. Maybe they're saying he has a mental deficiency, so they're going for the disabled people. And if that's the case, they insulted them too. Because for me, they would be the last people I would phone up to get insurance on my pet. I mean, it looks to me like this advertisement has insulted mostly all those groups. Because obviously, they must be dumbers and plank themselves to make an advertisement like this. I mean, did they make it this bad on purpose? To get people annoyed or something? Or are they trying to sell pet insurance, for Christ's sake? Well, you see, this is the problem with kind of wokeness, you see. Once a company or whatever goes woke, all it starts to do then is start virtual signaling everything, which makes the company non-profitable. And we've seen it so many times that the company eventually goes out of business. Because all companies are in the business to earn money, to make a profit, not your virtual signal only. Anyway, guys, let me know about that ad and that. What do you think? Well, I don't know. Maybe they're very, very clever, and I just can't see it. Could be. Anyway, moving on. So here's a gran. Yes, yes, yes. She's an old lady. It doesn't actually tell you how old she is, but she says that men half her age are after her, as they always say, of course. That's because she looks so young because she goes to the gym all the time, and people can't believe her age at all. Yes, I know, guys, it's another one of those videos where they're defying the wall, supposedly, and she's not, of course, because a femon can be a gran in today's world. If the femons have gone and got pregnant, very young. But she even says that her ex-husband was 13 years younger than she was. Yeah, notice how she says her ex-husband. He's obviously traded her in for a newer model. But something is suspect about this picture. It looks too good. Let me show you another one. Now this one is in lower light, of course, without the sun. But you can see on her stomach especially that this femon is still old. She's not defying the wall at all. It hit her a long time ago. But of course, wearing those skin-tight leotards can hold the skin in and make it look taut, which it isn't. I mean, good luck to this old femme on keeping fit. Nothing wrong in that. But she has the marks of the wall all over her body. But of course it won't stop them pushing it, will it? I wonder if she's got pet insurance. Dum, dum, dum. No one bites the dust. Dum, dum, dum. And another one's gone, and another one's gone. No one bites the dust.